A fact-finding commission established by President Mohamed Morsi concluded that Egyptian police is responsible for almost all of nearly 900 protester deaths during the country's revolution in 2011. The commission also confirmed earlier suspicions that snipers were used in Tahrir Square against protesters in the early days of the revolution to kill in large crowds. Some experts believe that this report will not bring those who played a key role in killing peaceful protesters to justice.
If they order the police to do control this demonstration or hit those people or do this or do that, they will disobey. They said, oh, look at what you did to us when we obeyed your orders. So this is a rationale, and that's why I don't believe this report would be carried through into its final conclusion and putting people in jail and putting the real security apparatus, calling them to account.
The report, which has been conducted by the highest investigative commission yet to look into killing of protesters, concluded that the scale of violence could have only been authorized by the president at the time, Hosni Mubarak. The findings of this report is likely to be used in the retrial of Mubarak and his Minister of Interior, Habib Al-Adli. The two have been found guilty and convicted in a previous trial on charges of killing protesters, but have successfully appealed. The trial is set to start next month. The report, which has been leaked to the media, comes at a highly sensitive time in terms of Egypt's security situation. Hostilities between the police and the public are still strong.
I think that the police here in Egypt is just trying to play one role, is protecting the system, whatever the political ways of the system, whatever it is, is just trying to make this system keep ruling the country. Whatever, if it's right or not, just trying to suppress the revolution.
Large segments of the police force have been going on strikes in the past several weeks, making demands not to be part of the political conflicts that are currently unfolding in the country. The police strikes have led to several conservative Islamic groups announcing that in the case of continued police absence, they will be forming civil vigilante groups. The announcement has raised fears of clashes erupting between Islamic groups and other opposition groups. Restoring security and reforming the police force is on top of the priorities of the general Egyptian public. But perhaps the task at hand is one of the greatest challenges ahead of Cairo. That is because, for decades, the main job of security forces was to serve and protect the regime. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.